Hello, and thank you for downloading Witness from the BBC World Service. It's now more than 2 months since the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, sought refuge in the Embassy of Ecuador in London. It's unclear how long he'll stay there, but probably not the 15 years that a Hungarian cardinal spent as a guest of the United States Embassy in Budapest after the uprising there in 1956. Alex Last has spoken to three people who knew him at that time.
It's November the 4th, 1956, and in the pre-dawn, Russian troops enter Budapest to crush the anti-Soviet uprising. At the Parliament building, Catholic Cardinal Joseph Minzenti considers his future. He'd been jailed for treason for his opposition to the Communist Party and had only recently been freed during the uprising. He's advised to flee.
At the American legation, Joseph Cardinal Minzenti received asylum. Freed after 8 years in communist prisons, he had only a few days at liberty with his people. Then 15 Soviet divisions roared back to crush the revolt.
Pathé News with their account of his arrival. U.S. Marine Guard Sergeant Gerald Bolick had been on duty at the U.S. legation that morning.
I looked out and saw four people approaching from the Parliament building, two in army uniforms and two in clerical black. As they got closer, I saw that one was Cardinal Minzenti. I've seen pictures of him. So quickly I ran up to talk to my detachment commander, and I said, "The Cardinal is on his way. What should I do?" And he said, "Do your duty." So I did an about-face, ran back down the stairwell, and opened up the door just as the Cardinal and the Monsignor were stepping on the first step. And then when the door was open, they came through the threshold. The army officers then saluted and walked off in the direction of the Parliament building again.
The Cardinal was famous. He'd been imprisoned by the Nazi authorities during the Second World War. Then again in 1948, this time by the communists, angry over his uncompromising anti-Soviet stance.
Some of the local employees started accumulating on the stairwell. Concurrent with this, a message had been decoded in the code room on the third floor that if the cardinal shows up, give him shelter.
That would suggest that someone knew that he might turn up.
Well, thought about it. Well, somebody was thinking in the future. Who, I do not know.
And were you ever worried that people would try to take him back, to try and enter the legation and remove him?
On 4 November, the Soviets had now taken over Magyar Radio, and they broadcast that they were going to come and take him away. Well, we were not going to hand him over without a fight.
And did the Soviets actually ever come to the door and say, "Look, we'd really like to have him back"?
No, they never did. Apparently some Soviet with some smarts said, "Whoever thought of taking the cardinal out of the legation? It must have been a doofus."
In the legation, Cardinal Minzenti was given the head of missions suite, and each day he would go for walks in the legation's small inner courtyard. When, 14 years later, a young American diplomat, William S. Shepherd, took up his post at the embassy, the cardinal was still there. His routine had not changed.
During the cardinal's frequent walks in the embassy courtyard, as a courtesy, one always asked him if he wished to walk outside that day. The reason for that was not protocolary. It was that the cardinal, during his imprisonment, had been tortured, and his feet hurt him terribly when weather was inclement. And so if that was going to be a problem, he would prefer to walk indoors. I remember going around the courtyard with him the very first time. The courtyard was surrounded on three sides by the secret police, the Hungarian ABO. And I went out with him, and all sorts of windows opened. It was in the evening. And there were flashbulbs all over the place, and I said, what on earth is going on? And he said, those are the communists, the AVO photographers. They are taking your picture. And I said, why are they doing that? And he said, you're supposed to be intimidated.
I'm just trying to get imagine a picture of life inside this embassy. You've all got a lot of work to do. I mean, it's in the middle of the Cold War, and yet you've got this guest. Does he walk around the embassy on his own, or does he just stay in his apartment? What's your...
A little bit of both, a little bit of both. Whenever you're in an embassy, you just don't leave classified papers around, and you certainly do not if a prince of the church might be wandering around the halls. However, he was never intrusive. Most of the time he spent actually in what had become his office, and a particular fixation of his was writing his own memoirs.
The cardinal was in the middle of a Cold War standoff involving the Hungarian government, the Soviet Union, the United States, and the Vatican, and he himself was reluctant to compromise.
From his standpoint, things were rather rigid in the sense of, we're not free now, we should be, why negotiate with these people? But I remember it was after a service which he gave for the diplomatic community, and there were some children there, and he was trying to figure out what to say, and he said, what am I doing here? There were so many people to help, and what am I doing here?
Others were wondering the same thing, and eventually a deal was done, despite some resistance from the cardinal. On September the 28th, 1971, he would leave the embassy and the country. This was to happen in secret, but William Shepherd's wife, Lois, was determined that someone should bear witness.
Most things were controlled by the AVO, and this was a big dark state secret. The morning he was about to depart, I knew that utter secrecy was going to prevail and that nobody would be there. The embassy was on Sabotchag Tear, which had been closed down, so nobody could get into it except for those of us who had diplomatic plates on the car. So I thought to myself, I would really love to see him walk out the door that he walked in so many years ago. And all there were in the park across from the entrance to the embassy were two people who were obviously secret police, and everything else had been cordoned off. And I just felt that although he knew in his mind that there would be no public, I believe that in his heart he hoped there would be. And when the door opened from the embassy and there was a big black limousine in the front waiting for him, and I can picture it to this day, he stood there in his grand red robes and he gave a wide wave as though to multitudes. And I was standing beside my car and waved back and smiled, and he smiled at me, he saw me, and he got in the car, and they pulled the black curtains across the back of the windows, and off they went.
Cardinal Mincenti was taken to Rome. He went on to publish the memoirs he'd been writing inside the embassy. When he refused to retire as Primate of Hungary, the Vatican stripped him of his title. He died in exile in Vienna in 1975, at the age of 83. Inside the US Embassy in Budapest, there hangs a plaque to commemorate the guest who stayed for 15 years.
Alex Last. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.